أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إن الله بصير بالعباد وبه نستعين And welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear friends, dear old and young, and dear beautiful, to SOQ's Thursday night family night programs in the holy city of Qom. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. We speak a little bit of Arabic. Aina Rajabiyun. Aina Dahiye Fajariyun. Aina Laylatul Ragaibiyun. Aina Baqiriyun. So if you haven't already noticed from our eloquent Fasih and Baligh Arabic, we are celebrating the wilada of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam. We are also commemorating and celebrating the holy month of Rajab. We are also celebrating the Laylatul Ragaib, which is the night of wishes. And we are also celebrating Dahiyye Fajr. And we are also celebrating Thursday night with a Dua-e Kumal and a speech and the Holy Quran. On the 1st of February, which is the first of the 10 days of the 10 days of Fajr, is when Imam Khomeini returned from his exile when he was in France and he came back to Iran at that time. It wasn't the Islamic Republic of Iran yet. And then so he came on the 1st of February, then the movement continued, and the 11th of February is where you have the victory of the Islamic Revolution and Bistadoye Bahman. So that is the Dahiyye Fajr. The other thing, of course, which we are celebrating is a Thursday night. Unfortunately, we don't really celebrate Thursday nights as much as we should, but Thursday night is a very auspicious night. Along with that, tonight is the first Thursday night of the holy month of Rajab. So it is known as Laylatul Ragaib. It means the night of wishes, or the night of desires, wishes. And so in this very blessed night, it is related that the angels descend upon the earth from the heavens. There's many recommended acts to do in this holy month of Rajab. Last year, we had a program at the house of one of the brothers, and Sayyid Bahbahani had given a speech 1 year ago about the holy month of Rajab, and I still remember he told us that the spiritual marathon of Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan has started. So make sure to be victorious in this spiritual marathon. We're going to go ahead and continue our program tonight with the recitation of the esteemed Dua-e Kumal. And please remember each other while the Dua-e Kumal is playing. Along with the Dua of Dua-e Kumal, also remember the oppressed brothers and sisters across the world who do not have the blessing of being able to be in a safe environment where they don't have to fear for their lives or their properties or their children. There's many places across the world where Muslims are truly under a very severe and unfortunate kind of oppression. Their own lives are not safe. We all were witness to the terrorist attack bombings in Afghanistan, where these people had gone to pray the Namaz-e-Jummah, the Friday prayers. And while they were doing their Friday prayers, somebody came from among the terrorists and blew themselves up and killed many people. There's also a humble request on this night of Laylatul Ragaib, again, to pray for each other, to pray for yourselves, But more importantly, I think everybody prays from themselves, right? All of a sudden, I remembered a tradition from Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, where Imam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil, where Imam Hassan al-Mustaba had asked her that from night until dawn, or for a long period of time, she kept on praying for the neighbors and for this person and this family and that family and the community and the ummah. And he said, Imam Hassan al-Mustaba said, I'm paraphrasing, he said, when do you pray for yourself? And she said, first pray for others and then pray for yourself. So along that seerah of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamun Alayha, in addition to praying for yourself, pray for each other, pray for the Muslims across the world, pray for our brothers who are caught up in the nets of oppression, whether it is in Bahrain, or it is in Nigeria, or it is in Pakistan, or India, or the Rohingya Muslims, again, people who have been burnt alive, a Muslim community very seldom spoken about. Of course, our brothers in Yemen, 17 million people starving, 24 million people, 85% of the population in need of dire humanitarian aid. Two, 3 days ago, I read a report from United Nations where it said that people, human beings like yourselves, like me, are eating leaves from trees because of the lack of food that is available. So pray for these individuals, and of course pray for the Islamic Republic, where we are free to speak about these things, and we are free to hold these ceremonies, and we are free to be able to be happy on these occasions of the wilada of our infallible imams and beautiful nights like the first of Rajab, Laylatul Raghaib. I had actually another quote from Imam Khamenei, where His Eminence says that it has clearly appeared in the traditions that the great responsibility of establishing the government of Allah upon the earth was now that of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. The responsibility of establishing the government of Allah upon the earth. Some of the brothers, it's usually brothers, the sisters don't say these kind of things. The brothers, they think that the duty of the imams was limited to just, as Agha said, explaining the fiqhi jurisprudential commandments, talking about taharat and salat and saum and these things, when in fact, probably the fundamental pillar of the responsibilities of the imams was to establish the government of Allah upon the earth. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. It's really nice to see a lot of new faces in the crowd today, mashallah. Again, thank you for coming to Student of Qom's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. For our future programs, we announce on our Telegram channel, Students of Qom, on the Telegram channel. And also we have a website, studentsofqom.org, where we have all of our previous programs on there. We also have future programs as well. And we also have on our website the various different things that we do, because we are quite active in the community.